Today on the Little Dum Dum Club, a brand new episode with guests Nazim Hussain and Nick Cody.
This episode is brought to you by Spleen Bar, 41 Bourke Street, Melbourne. When things are open again, get in down to the best dive bar in town. Of course, there's comedy on Mondays as well. Get into it when you can.
Yeah, we're doing it again at the Spleen Bar in this episode. We are going to be back to talk more to you at the end of the episode in Talking Dum Dum. But until then, enjoy this new one with Nazim Hussain and Nick Cody. Hey, mates, welcome once again into the Little Dum Dum Club for another week. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me, as always, the other half of the program, Carl Chandler.
G'day, dickhead.
Oh, fuck my ass! I love broadcasting. Please welcome into the show two very special guests, Nazim Hussain and Nick Cody.
Yeah. Oh, Naz has been busting just to get back into a pub again. So we're here.
I love pubs, and I love male-only podcasts.
Yep. Yeah. You came to the right place.
Perfect overlap. Empty pubs.
Yeah. And we've marched here. We're across the Westgate and down.
Nothing covering my face. Yeah. Fresh air.
But as a Muslim, are you rapt to just say heaps of empty pubs? You're like, they're getting on board.
Everyone has covered their faces and stay at home. Yeah. The schools are shut. It's like the Taliban. Yeah.
We should reiterate from last week, in case anyone didn't catch that episode, this is a new rule that is in effect in Melbourne. What? You can have five people in a venue for the purposes of broadcasting. And if this isn't broadcasting, then brother, I don't know what is.
I mean, I thought, because you said, come on down, we're going to break some rules today. We're going to do a podcast. Yeah, no, we're allowed to.
This is under the rules of mental health. We're allowed to do this because it's not that there's a lot of people at home that need to hear this. It's more, if me and Tommy do any more Zoom shows, we're going to fucking kill ourselves.
Absolutely.
You've been vaxxed, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm fully vaxxed. Yeah. What about you?
I'm fully vaxxed. AstraZeneca.
Yep.
I'm Pfizer. Got the Pfizer, and now look, my ankle's wrapped up. So look what it fucking did.
What's your ankle?
Man, 6 weeks after I got the jab, I tripped over in a park. They don't fucking tell you that, do they?
My friend's been sending me TikTok videos. He's double jabbed. No, he's single jabbed. But he's nervous about getting the second one because the TikTok video says when you're vaccinated, your sperm tastes different.
So he's been drinking his own sperm, and he's worried about that.
Who cares? I don't know.
That's going to be hitting the stand-up stage in a few months, isn't it? Well, yeah. Who was the first bloke to figure that out?
Yeah.
Is there a pineapple flavored vax that he could go for? Mm. Is that something?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how they tested that. Maybe it is a sperm count. I kind of didn't read.
But which vax is that meant to be? Because Pfizer supposedly makes your big naturals bigger. Yeah. That was a thing that was going around for a bit.
Probably because the enlarged heart pushes the chest out.
Push. Yeah. Swell
both
up.
Both hearts.
Yeah. Is it Astra that's making you come taste
different? I don't know.
Different?
Are you
Dr. Hussain
right now?
I'll get another. I'll go in and get another one.
It's not me, by the way. It's not mine.
We're in a pub. Let's just drink beer instead of whatever you guys are talking about.
No, we did this last week. I'm bored of it already. I want to up the ante. Boys, Dax down. Let's go.
Come on, tap. Yeah.
Oh, God.
You were saying something. Literally, I interrupted something.
Did you?
Yeah, I feel like I did. You're going around a circle.
Fuck, we're in a pub. We've run out of conversation, and we fucking haven't seen each other for 6 months.
Yeah. Honestly, do you know how excited I was to do this? I was like, "This is."
Yeah.
I did the Zoom gig the other day. I was with Husey. I was yelling in my son's bedroom.
This is what I'm loving about this. You've come in here. We kind of figure we'll get our mates in. We haven't seen each other for ages. Mm. And we did this last week and everyone's wrapped and whatever, just to have something to do. You're the fucking busiest man in
showbiz. I'm not the busiest man.
Showbiz.
What are you talking about?
You are. You're always doing fucking something.
I'm absolutely not busy at all.
You are.
I spent the weekend putting up Melbourne flags inside my house.
Yep.
And then up on the fence, and I went to the shop to buy
it. We didn't do any of that, so that sounds busy to us.
Yeah. Okay, what do you mean?
There's anti-vax COVID deniers who are less busy than you at the moment.
No, what do they call that? What do they call it? Like when you're busy working. When it's not working, you know when they say like shit.
Working.
No, when they, what's it called? It's called, you know, like when
you're
you
busy working.
Busy work. Yeah.
Hardly working or working hardly?
Busy work is a term.
Oh, right. You're busying yourself.
Yeah.
It's not real work.
So it's like, you know, when you've got like for instance, Carl, I don't know what your job is. What's your job? Making the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said all day you don't make the podcast, You're just doing other shit.
Admin and
admin. Yeah. Emails. Combing your hair.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You put that on your list. You haven't checked it off today.
That's busy work. Right. I do a lot of busy work.
Okay. Right.
You know, to fill up the time.
Like what? What were you doing today?
Today, I went and I bought a I actually did buy a MuscleChef meal.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw in the fridge there was some.
Because last time we went into your house a long time ago,
yeah.
It's literally all you eat. These prepackaged muscle food things.
So I had chipotle chicken burrito.
It's real good.
704 calories, sounds guys. Good. Yeah. 60 grams of protein, 61 grams of carbs. I can't remember the fat.
Now, you may look at Naz and look at me and go, hold on, their waistlines are different, but they're both eating my MuscleChef. Yeah. Well, I like to add a little bit of stuff onto the My MuscleChef.
Like a milkshake? Yeah.
An entire block of chocolate.
Not better tasting sperm. Beers.
Well, you're busy. See, you do the project every week. Yeah. I do that one hour show
every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's you got to go into makeup. You got to sit in that room.
People don't know how that is a grueling show. You got to sit there with smart people.
This is what I loved. Now, last week, so you're a guest host once a week.
Yeah.
Now, I happen to be watching it last week when you were on, and I start texting you, thinking, I'm taking a picture of you on the TV, on my TV, and sending it to you, and making jokes and whatever. Thinking
it's like an auntie. You're in show business. Yeah. How are you in there? Yeah. What? How'd you get in the box in my house?
I wasn't really.
Is he going to come out of the screen like the girl in the ring? Naz?
Wait, does a girl come out of the screen in the ring?
Yes.
Oh. Sorry, spoiler alert. Yeah.
Sorry, in case you ever find a blockbuster again and hide that out. Sorry about that, Naz.
Ruined the first 2 minutes of the ring for me.
Wait, is that the premise of the ring? Like, they should call it the box or something.
No.
You put the tape in and then there's a video of a girl and she comes out of the screen and kills you.
That's right.
Yeah,
but that's so now I've given away... You need to put a spoiler alert at the start of the episode.
Yeah,
2003.
That's coming up to 20. All right, fair enough.
So you're on. I'm texting you, Drew. I'm taking a picture of the TV. I'm sending it to you. We go back and forth. And you start texting me back, and I'm like, hang on a minute. That's right. The fucking project's a live show. Naz has got the fucking... He's got his phone under the desk.
I love it.
This is live.
Not under the desk.
He's live.
On the desk, but the shot is like from about 20 centimetres above the desk.
Yeah, he's live on air, and he's texting me.
I love it.
And you can see him, and he's like answering people, and he's just got the hand down. Texting me. He starts videotaping himself. He turns the camera on.
Upskirting himself.
Yeah. He's live on the project. Yeah.
I get a thrill out of doing stuff like that, knowing that the question could come to me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Thing is, I don't know about you, but on that show, if you're the comedy person on the show, you don't necessarily need to, you're not leading the discussion. You might have a question or two to ask.
Yeah. But you're being funny at the end of it.
Yeah, and sometimes, they will say, Nazim, do you want to ask this question? So the question... is already kind of there for you, and you can put it up on auto cue. So often, I will just literally read what's on auto cue and learn about the news as the show is
yourself,
on air.
Right. As yourself.
From you're your own newsreader.
And I'm surprised. I'm like,
you're putting yourself in the mindset of the viewer at home.
I just want to make it clear.
So you're reading it like, and they've bombed Beirut? What?
It's a funny name. It's got Root at the end.
No, I feel like I'm probably going to lose my gig there.
What we should know, what we need to do is, now that I know that you're up for doing stuff like this, we're going to find fucking shit for you to do on air for the fucking listeners.
You know what he's doing? Presenting a TV show. That's what he should be doing on air.
No, but that's actual work. He needs some busy work in the middle of doing the presenting.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know, okay,
he's not like a footy mascot that's meant to run around and fucking wait.
If he's got time to video himself and send it to me whilst he's doing the newsreel, he's got time to say dumb stuff that we tell him to
say. It's gonna get him in trouble though. He's gonna fuck up.
But
he's
not
gonna
us.
Be going, hey, Carl. Yeah, I'm on the fucker, bro. Yeah. No, anyway, what's that school shirt? Oh,
no. Now, to be honest,
solemn.
if something gets a reaction in the rehearsal, I'll probably say it on air. So, like the other day, the protesters, the tradies were protesting about tea rooms. You remember that?
Yeah.
And then just before during an ad break, they said we're going to talk about that. And I was like, well, hang on a second. So these tradies are protesting about a tea room. Isn't that like everybody else isn't working? You know, that's ridiculous. What do we want? Earl Grey, when do we want it now? And everybody in the ad break laughed. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. I'll say that. And then just before, they were like 10 seconds, I was like, wait, hang on a second, I'll say that, but are you sure there's no like industrial, like is this a legitimate grievance of the workers? Am I just going to be a mouthpiece for corporations? And they're like, nah, nah. So I was like, all right, that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah.
And then I said it, I got flooded with DMs from construction workers calling me a cunt,
threatening
to bash me.
Nice.
So you don't need much to convince me to say pretty much anything.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Great.
Okay.
All right.
Like my sister was
good. Plumbers are cunts. Say that.
Yeah, it's got to be off the news story. So you got to be on the day of the news.
All right.
See what's going on. Form an opinion, and that'll be my opinion.
Okay.
he's living purely on 3 My Muscle Chefs a day. He's going to need a plumber pretty soon, I reckon.
Yeah. I love the idea of me telling people that I write for the project, when in truth what it is, I'm watching the news every day and writing things for Nazim to say off the cuff. I'm not employed by them.
Did you get anything on last night? Yeah, I got Naz to go...
Watching it back, showing my mum and dad. You can see him look down in camera right here. And that's at a text that I sent him. Pretty cool stuff.
You know, it's an edgy show, guys. But Carl, you write for him.
Yeah. But I don't, you know.
Never written for me.
No, I've never written for you. Yeah. I can't tell Pete Helly to tell everyone to go fuck themselves, but I could possibly.
No, I'll tell you what. It's only because when I'm on, I'm in Melbourne and everybody else is in Sydney. So I'm in a room.
Yep.
Literally, it's like a Zoom gig. I'm looking at them on a screen and then I have them in my
ear.
They're not real. Yeah. I don't like every time I talk. You can just see them all like the guy on the screen. It's like someone on the TV is heckling them doing TV. It's weird. So I'm bored, and that's why I scroll. I'm not bored. I'm like I said.
Okay, well we'll give you some things to do next time. I know you're on Fridays. Right. We'll get some submissions from the listeners.
Yeah, great. Yeah. I'm bored. Nazim wants the news to be more interesting at the moment. There's not quite enough going on.
There literally was. I mean, I work on Wednesdays and people send messages and they're insane, but there has been a couple of messages in a row where someone said, I'm sick of all this COVID news. Can you just not mention it for a week? Like, seriously. And I'm like, are you fucking insane? Like, she's like, yeah, but I'm sick of watching it. It's like, watch the other channel then. Yeah. Like, you can't ignore it at the moment.
Turn off the news,
turn on to some other channel and watch Seinfeld.
Exactly.
It'll be on. Turn on any other channel and watch Seinfeld.
Turn on the other news program where they focus on AIDS-related deaths.
Yeah, the 1986 news.
I love the idea of the
I said AIDS and not cancer out of respect.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Nice. We really appreciate
it's,
that.
Respectfully. I respectfully made fun.
Yeah. Because it is like Candyman, you can't say it or it'll just appear. So.
I won't be siding with the construction industry. No, you're a good guy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, me and the other cancer survivors.
I'm sensitive about that. Like,
You are known for your deft touch on that.
You're pro cancer.
That'll be Naz next Friday. Naz, 10, 9, AIDS is funny, yeah? All right, let's go. Oh, no.
Oh, Dum-Dum made me say it.
No, I think you're one of the only members of the cancer surviving community that I know.
I thought you were going to say that you like.
Yeah. No, like, so if I ever get cancer by cancer, I could be like, no, some of my best friends are cancer survivors. Right. And that'll be you. So I've got to maintain this friendship.
Right. So you make a dodgy joke.
Make a dumb joke on the
or whatever.
Or on the project.
Yeah. Right. Then one of your dumb audience. Me out to be like, he's a good guy.
Yeah, you'll be there next to me at the podium.
I can say the C word because I know one. Yeah, exactly.
I'll take up his hat and be like, look, see, he's still kind of bald.
And you think I'd defend you in that situation.
I know you'd defend me. How many bloody countless... I will do this show forever just with that promise.
Right.
That's why you do it.
I love the idea of you calling me up and being like, I need your help, and me just being like, what's it worth to you? Just
you only get to use this card once.
Okay, I'll come out and defend you, but what I want is for that episode of the cooking show that we filmed at your house to finally go to air after 4 long years.
Naz, you can say it, but I want your bone marrow, okay?
Do you know Kylie... am I even allowed to... I don't even remember what the NDA that you signed...
I think it's
I did a show.
It's a show that never went to air and is never going to go to air.
Not Kylie Kwong, but it might be Kylie Kwong.
It was 3 years ago.
Someone may have fronted a
cooking
show.
What about Greg Fleet and Adam Hill show? Is that going to go?
This won't go to air. Naz had a completely different wife back then, so they're not going to put it to air.
No, I was between wives. Between wives back then.
Can you green screen it?
We need to get Skywalker Ranch to CGI the new wife into this footage.
Yeah, change the guns in the hand to walkie-talkies.
It's like all of a sudden Naz is married to Jar Jar Binks.
Don't talk about your wife like that. No, 6 months today, by the way.
6 months today.
Marriage, yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Wow. Thank you very much.
I did. So, when Nazim got married, and I heard about it on this podcast, he said,
"It's where you find out all that gossip." Yeah. It's a new idea of comedy. Who's dating who?
He said, "What does it take to get Australian married?" And I just sent him a photo of a platter of dim sims and spring rolls with a big bowl of tomato sauce. And I said, "There needs to be a massive one of these."
You know what? I'll do that. We were supposed to.
You haven't had the Australian one yet.
Last time you were on Muslim, you just got Muslim.
Hey,
the Muslim one is just, you can be Australian and Muslim at the same time, mate. Don't say
you're both. I'm just quoting you.
What you've done is call all Muslims aren't Australian. Have I come? What podcast is this, mate? Used to be.
Mate, I'm not getting canceled.
No, it's always been the same.
This has gotten more polite, if anything.
I can't get in trouble for this because I actually use you as the Muslim friend example.
Okay, all right, Tommy. You now have to allow me to use you as a cancer character reference because if you ever get cancelled by Muslims, I'll go.
In an ideal world, it happens on the same day. You getting cancelled by the cancer community and me getting cancelled by the Muslims.
You both have your apologies over the top of each other.
Yeah.
You use the same mic.
No, we feel like, and Louise it.
I feel like mine's more... My character reference is more important, though, because... If you get cancelled by Muslims, it could end badly. Like, you get cancelled online and maybe offline.
Okay.
But there's not a reputation of cancer survivors coming to get you.
All I'm saying is I haven't heard of.
Well, I also think you're more
cancer cells.
And also, you're more active in the Muslim community than I am in the cancer community.
Are you,
even if I tried to turn them against you, they'd be like, "Who are you?"
Yeah.
So do you go to like cancer surviving events?
No, there's not like, we don't have the equivalent of like a mosque.
There's no WhatsApp
or anything. Like, together.
No Facebook.
You don't have. You don't use Ronald McDonald House like that.
Man, I should get more. I should be getting rights in it.
Yeah,
you could be someone. You could be. You're like a role model.
I lived at Ronald McDonald House for a bit.
Your parents went there.
Yeah, they stayed there for a bit.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That's where the families get.
When he was sick, not just
sick. You can't just go now and be like, my kid had cancer.
Yeah,
maybe you can. Maybe you get like a platinum card. Yeah, you just,
just a heritage suite.
Treating it like a love hotel in Japan.
Yeah, happy anniversary, babe. Remember when we stayed here 20 years ago when our kid nearly fucking offed himself? Let's go back.
Nearly offed himself.
That's
wow,
what Chandler
that
thinks
is
cancer
ultimate
is.
Ultimate victim blaming. Yeah.
Sorry, didn't you deliberately get it? Sorry. I thought it was cancer suicide. Sorry.
I loved playing down at the old radiation factory.
I thought you were like two packs a day back then when you were 12. That's all. Sorry.
Yeah. So all right. You've got yourself a deal. But no, because last episode you were talking about you're going to have two separate weddings. You'd had the Muslim
wedding. We had the Muslim wedding. That's just basically...
But were you...
The one where you're not allowed to invite your other friends.
There were heaps
the
of...
The friends you're embarrassed of.
What that was is... Okay, you know how you the church thing
us
where...
Us honkies, yeah.
You go down the aisle. Yep. There's a guy at the end. Yep. And he says, "Do you take..." Like, all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did the Muslim
wedding. Well,
he didn't say...
Don't do the voice.
The guy at the end of the aisle goes, "Here he is, the great man."
Yeah. He actually didn't say that exactly at my wedding. Remember? Yeah. Oh, hang on.
No!
Sorry.
Yeah, that still hurts.
Sorry.
No, so we did that. Just but like, so we did the vows.
Right.
Do you take him? Do you take her?
Yep.
And everyone there was a witness. And it was just extended family. So it was just... almost like
just the extended family, not even the immediate family. Mum's not
just,
there.
Just cousins.
My fourth cousin is.
Not even his wife.
Sorry, love. Extended family.
Yeah, this is for Arnie Earl. Sorry.
And so that was just at the mosque. And I know you know the mosque that it was at.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have a wedding, a reception or a wedding, whatever, you know.
Yep.
And, but COVID and you can only, I don't know what the rules are now, but only five.
Why don't
people.
You have one in a park with just like three others?
Yeah,
because that sounds so shit. Yeah, that would be so shit. That would
be
really
be nice.
Appreciate. You're right.
We could do it right now.
Yeah.
Get it down here.
Do it at the pub. Yeah.
We need the comedy community to meet the Muslim community. We need to all come together.
Break bread.
Yeah.
All right, this feels like I don't really know how to get out of this right now.
Mate, you're on radio now. Song.
I got a message during the week from a listener of this podcast who lives in London. Met him when we were over there doing shows. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me that he accidentally got dragged along to a right-wing comedy night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
He went in,
a right-wing comedy night?
I think he went... He says... He claims that he went in not knowing that it was going to be that. Mm, his friend was like, oh, come see my friend who started doing stand-up or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he gets in there and it's like all this anti-vax material, multiple routines that are ending in Joe Biden is a pedophile.
Bloody hell.
Great stuff. He said someone brought out a ukulele, which I love. Being like tough as nails right-wing comedy, I mean, but like, still breaking out an instrument is pretty fucking awesome.
It's like they had Triple M over there.
Yeah.
No, that's all right. Are they right-wing comedians in Australia? Like, what would be the equivalent?
Well,
who would be? Do we have right-wing comedians?
Well, that's what I was thinking, because this is the point that the reason that this person messaged me was to say that one of these awful right-wing comedians literally did a bit where it was a big run-up to the punchline of, I've been self-isolating for years.
Oh!
It's gone global! Finally gone global!
Oh, you've made
does
a big...
Because you do the same Netflix. Does that mean you're a right-wing comedian?
I guess it does.
You're a right-wing cancer survivor.
Yeah.
That's a niche. Whoa, shit!
Chemo's not real. It's all a fucking hoax. I'm not getting it. I don't believe in it. I've done my own research. Makes your hair fall out. That's bullshit.
Your sperm tastes different.
Just don't get fat and you won't get cancer. Build up your own immunity.
Wait, was it a good response from the audience? Did you hear the bit?
Well, I mean, I would presume that everyone that's there is there because they want to see that.
No, but that punchline, that joke itself,
he said it did well in the audience.
Great. Yeah, okay, so there's no audio recording of it.
No, this was just relayed to me over text.
Right.
But okay. I love the idea that, like, could this happen here? When things open up again, when we're back to doing stand-up,
the thing could is, there be... comedians in a... there's that phrase, if you're not progressive when you're young... You don't have a heart. If you don't become conservative in your old, you don't have a brain or some shit like that.
Right. Yeah.
That's the crux of it. Yeah. So do you reckon comedians, as they get older, probably politically get a little bit more conservative? I don't want to mention certain comedians, but on Twitter, some of them...
I wonder who you're talking about.
But, like, you know, so I just reckon if we just go by... Like, Carl's, I mean... You, show him your swastika.
No. What?
In fact, isn't that extreme left wing? I don't know what the nationalists are.
That's what I'm intrigued by. But you know why you have your, like, extreme right wing... Mm. And they're Nazis or whatever. What's the extreme left wing?
What's it, Antifa?
Like killing people if they don't eat vegetables? Oh, yeah. Or what? Like, what's that?
How does the left famously love a carrot?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, what would extreme left wing?
It is Antifa, isn't it?
I think it would probably be, or anarchists or something.
Yeah, and yeah, anarchist groups probably.
ISIS. ISIS don't believe in borders. They, you know, they want to create a new super state.
Right.
You know. So, you know, get on board, Greens. Joking.
I love the idea, though, of, like, there being right-wing comedy nights in Melbourne. Because it sounds... what this guy was telling me the punchlines were, it sounds so easy.
Well, everyone needs a comedian to represent their views. You know?
I love the idea of playing both sides. You just write a set of right-wing comedy, just going, like, I find this reprehensible. I don't agree with what they do. But, hey, if I can go in there and get some fucking cash off,
There's an Italian
There's too many left-wing comedians. It's too hard. The bar's been raised too high.
Yeah.
Right-wing comedy for dum-dums.
Yeah.
Fucking easy.
There are a few. They've been smoked out in this whole lockdown. Like, there's a few anti-lockdown comedians.
He's
got a bit of a following. That makes someone right.
I reckon it'll happen. I reckon it'll. But I'm
preparing.
A couple
of live streams that every time it pops up, I'm like, I'm watching.
Same here. Yeah.
And some people going, "Hi, Nick," in the chat.
You know, you know what? Legit. When I
turns out they can see you on Insta, but not on TikTok. Came unstuck on Insta.
Well, years ago, maybe 2006 or 2007, maybe, I did like some open mic night, or maybe like it was raw comedy actually. And this particular Italian comedian came up to me and said, "Hey man, that was a really good set." I remember it was at Monash Uni, some comedy night there. And then I said, "Thanks, man." And he said, and he basically offered to mentor me very generously.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've got a soft spot for this guy.
Right. Okay.
And I was like, "Thanks, that's really generous. That's really nice of you." And he actually formally offered to mentor me. I didn't accept the offer.
And this guy's now gone nuts.
I could have gone big on TikTok.
Right.
Yeah, people are putting out all different types of content, aren't they, in this time?
Yeah,
keep them busy.
Big wig budget.
Wait, who's doing wigs?
This person you're talking about.
Oh, I haven't seen the
crazy person. Loves a wish.
Yeah.
Keep up
with your mentor.
This is how my career's just derailed.
I'll talk about this. I talked about this a little while back. My in-laws now listen to this podcast, which is very weird because, like, to recap, what I think has happened is my wife gave my mother-in-law her phone, wiped the whole phone except for the basics on it. For whatever reason, my wife has subscribed to this podcast on the Apple iPod thing.
She for some reason.
Well, she doesn't listen to it, so I don't know why.
Support?
No, no, she doesn't. No, she doesn't listen, so I don't know why.
Bump the numbers up. Yeah, bump the numbers up.
It all counts.
Yeah, so then my mother-in-law has got it. There's basically no apps on it. Every now and then, like every week, it'll pop up. It'll say, oh, new episode of Dum Dum Club with Tommy Dust on Kyle Chandler. And she'll go, oh, it's like, I don't know whether she thinks I'm texting her or not. Whoa. But she's like, oh, I better support my son-in-law.
Oh, she thinks you're saying,
And
this is a great wrinkle in the story that I didn't pick up on last time. Your wife's approach to resetting the phone seems like she's done something that's more complicated than just going into settings and hitting factory reset.
Yes.
And she's gone through and just deleted a whole bunch of the apps by hand.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
The thing that gets me too is that your mother-in-law seems to think anything that pops up on the phone is a task she must complete.
Yeah.
Well, she's not a cop. It's not a call out. Fuck, I better go. All right, I'll listen to Dum Dum.
But she's like, she's about as savvy as my mum is with like an iPhone. Like I've done the same. I've wiped it and I've done... I wiped it 5 times just to make sure nothing fucking popped up from my history on there. And so she doesn't
know.
Comedy. So
I just gave my old phone to my mum and I'm fucking terrified.
Oh, really?
Same experience. The whole complete deep cleanse, but still I'm like...
She hasn't used Safari. She doesn't know how to use it. She's like, should you teach me? I'm like, probably not. It's fine. You know, you've got TV up there. You've got like Sky News and everything. You'll figure everything out. So,
got Sky News.
Tommy, did you get a different vaccine from your dad? Because your phone smells different.
So,
oh fuck!
So,
bit of a stress.
Long bow, but I love it.
Long bow. Weird place to aim.
I'm never touching your phone.
So anyway, so my mother-in-law, and the other thing is, she doesn't have headphones or anything. So I think she's treating it like sitting around the
jeez.
Gathering around the wireless around on the Sunday wireless. Evening exactly. to listen to War of the Worlds.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Except with bigger monsters. Wait,
has she listened to an episode?
Well, that's every time I hear from her or I see her, it's like, oh, we listened. We're listening. And I'm just like, I change the subject immediately because I'm like, if you've listened... Oh, to a full episode, in any episode. I can't imagine even one episode that I would want her to listen to.
Now, there's no episode where at the start of the episode, by the end of the episode, you haven't moved down.
Yes.
In someone's
this one's going all right so far.
It's only come cancer aid so far. So.
It's good for us.
And so far you've watched the news, you know, you've watched the
Bojo. We're par at the minute.
Phew. Look, now, I'll say this now. If you are listening at the moment, don't say her name, Senior. You can tune out now, please, because let's talk about...
That's definitely going to work.
Well, this is what happened last week. My wife's father, my father-in-law, he... their whole family, including my wife, is sort of have got this fucking weird idea about where I come from, where Maryborough, the country. They're very, very, very city. Very, very.
I laugh so much when I hear this, like that you're from beyond the wall or something.
Yes. It's a
2 hour drive.
Yes, honestly. But
are they from Italy? Like so much further away.
Yeah. But I've said they're pizza hut Italian. Italy? They're not fucking real Italian. Right. They're like, you know.
Well, are they on TikTok?
They're Aussie pizza, you know. Yeah.
Do they have weeks?
So they've got this idea where, like, honestly, like my wife has, like, her idea about Maryborough and the country before we met was like fucking hay bales and whatever. Like she knows exactly where fucking Carrie Bradshaw lives in New York, but she had no fucking idea of where I lived in the country. You know,
right?
Just like
very comparable.
She literally thought like I lived in Sovereign Hill or something like that.
Right. Right.
So they've
sex in the city, no sex in the country.
Can I be completely honest?
Big cunt.
I actually don't really. I know in Maryborough, is that near? That's where the fires were, right?
Which ones?
Remember the...
There's been a lot.
That's that's a good guess, though. Yeah. Yeah. Some fires once?
It's a pretty rough guess, but yeah, not super lately. No. Okay. It is in the countryside. But they seem to have no concept of what the countryside is, let alone where it is, whatever. So they're very just like, whenever they talk to me, it's sort of... They don't mean it like this, but they're very, very condescending, sort of like, oh, there's the... Up there in the country, and is there anything happening up there? And
that's
that
nice
sort of
that they're checking in, though.
Yeah.
Not just how are you, how's where you're from?
Yeah.
How's the whole region?
Hey,
going?
Spokesperson for not metropolitan Australia.
But this, like, my wife once said to me, she wouldn't have gone out with me. I used to live in Williamstown. She's like, oh, and I just moved from Williamstown to Richmond or something. Mm. And she's like, oh, lucky you moved because I wouldn't have gone out with you if I had to. Travel.
Fantastic.
Fun to travel.
Oh,
to
I thought she said
within imagine, zone one.
No, imagine going to that beautiful beachside suburb, yuck.
Yeah.
Williamstown, yucky. Yeah.
Well, wait,
so she said she wouldn't go out with you just because of the traveling distance. So that's nicer than her saying, I don't want to go out with you because you were one of those country types. And she had a stereotype about you.
Yeah, sure.
I just realized I'm being very rude. Nazeem, how's Sri Lanka?
Sri Lanka is a beautiful place.
Great.
Come visit the Taj Mahal sometime.
It's going good?
It's great.
It's good.
Okay.
Just felt like I should check in based on what your in-laws do.
Yeah.
It seems polite.
How's your little country going?
Yeah.
So I last time I talked to my father-in-law, he said he went to the hospital for an operation. He had a little like a thing taken off his eye, and he got very excited. And he was
saying, it a cancer?
He was no.
Just a thing. Just an old person thing.
Yeah. One of those things.
Yeah.
Just something got stuck on.
I keep thinking, the age where they're slicing stuff off your eyeball.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Just for something to do. You're bored in lockdown. I keep thinking it's not cornea. Cornea is part of your eye. What's the thing when something grows on top of your?
Cataract.
Yeah. The like cloudy thing.
Cataract.
Yeah.
We said the word. You didn't have to describe it. Yeah. So he went in. He went in to get the cataract off, and he said,
"It's not Jeopardy.
I'm like Dum Dum's Norman Swan. You know, I'm a science communicator.
What is a cloudy eye condition?
$200. So he went in to get that cut off, and he said, "Oh, Carl, I've got some exciting news." I'm like, "Oh, wow. What happened in the operation? No, not in the operation." When I was waiting in the waiting room, I was just hitting up people in the waiting room, talking to them. I'm like, classic old man trick. Just up for a chat. If you turn 80, who gives a fuck? Just talk to anyone. So he's like, oh, and I talked to this woman. She was about to go in to have an operation as well. And I said, where are you from? And she said, I'm from Maryborough. Mm. And so he got very excited. And so his first question... literally straight away he goes
do you know Sunshine Johnson?
No. very close. Oh, you'd know Robin Elaine Chandler, you know. And she said, but like I was like, it's so fucking dumb and presumptuous because I'm not in a fucking, it's not a town of three people.
Okay, what is it?
It's a town of 8,000 people.
I don't know.
And anyway, she said, yes, I do know.
So, oh my God.
Of course.
Okay, 8,000 people is just eight schools. So my school had 1,000 people in it.
Yeah.
And you kind of know most-ish, like you sort of get a sense of who's who at the school.
Yeah.
So imagine spending your whole life there. You'd know everybody.
Yeah. Well, but it's 8,000.
But you had fucking Chandler shoes, Chandler fucking hats, Chandler shops.
But this is all years ago.
They owned a lot of shops.
Do you know that shop? What shop?
Now Nazazies are pricked up.
Yeah. Okay. Bit of retail.
Bit of property. Were you forced to barrack for Melbourne after you bought your sixth house? They just sent out the kit.
Yeah, we had about six shops at different times in history. It was like you with houses, except at once.
Yeah.
Tommy, listen. Like Carl and his family had houses with space because they didn't choose suburb. like you're complaining about the size of your house.
No, I'm not.
No, you are. You're complaining about the size
toilet
of his
next
house.
To his bed. No door between the two.
I've moved since then. The toilet's a whole other room.
I've been to your house, and you are lying to your landlord at the moment. Which is a federal crime. No.
Yes. You're right, I am. Yeah. Very pro-landlord. Yeah. Very cool of you.
I'm a right-wing comedian.
Yeah. Who'd you learn that from? The guy that plugs avocados on TV? I apologise.
Wow, they're gone for a steal at the moment. Only $6 a pop. Yeah. Get down, everyone.
How do you get employed by a fruit?
I have no idea. Work? But I remember when they asked, I was very enthusiastic. Oh, yeah. I only had an avocado this morning.
How do you get a job from such a... It's like getting employed by Table. It's a fucking thing. It's not a corporation.
Yeah, no, well, mate, the fruit knows who is their spokesperson. I got no idea.
Are you getting recognised in the street from the avocado
ads? I've literally had people message me going, shove your avocados up your fucking ass.
Really?
Oh, no. Wow. The tradies on the tea break. Not eating avocados anymore, you fucking...
There's no avocado
dog.
There's no avocado Big M. That's
But you know, I get pissed off when I go to like buy avocados from the shops. Like,
oh, you don't have the black card.
No, I don't have a.
Like, you don't have the black card for avocados.
I actually feel embarrassed, like picking avocados like a normal person. Like people look at me like you're the avocado guy. Why are you?
That's pretty bad. Yeah, if you're in an ad and then you're engaging with the product out in the real world,
it's like seeing Alan Joyce, CEO of Qantas, line up at Qantas to
get
check
on a Jetstar.
You know, on he just no respect.
So you think you should be paid partially?
I feel it brings the fruit into disrepute. Seeing how they treat their own.
You could have picked any person who's in an ad and you picked Alan Joyce. Like for like.
Except he's got a few less houses than Naz, I think.
At the very least, you would want the hot tip about which are the ripe ones. You know?
Yeah, you should learn the top buttons. Like, learn the cheat codes.
I've done sports bet ads, no tips.
Oh, damn.
I just look at failed bet. I go, fuck, surely you let that slide.
They only
lost by 80 points.
It's a very COVID unsafe product to be advertising because you got to get in there. You've got to grab more.
No, you're not supposed to.
Give them a little squeeze and see what's going on.
Do not do that. I actually had to do a video on behalf of avocado fruit growers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, guys, just remember, if you want to... buy an avocado, don't worry about it, don't squeeze it because you're bruising them.
And your head in there and motorboat them. And
just just trust that they're all good quality. They're all good quality. Yeah.
Why are you saying these on the ads? These are good
tips.
It's
only 30 seconds. How many facts do you want me to put out?
You've changed, man. You've been bought out by Big Avo.
Big Avo. Absolutely. Thank you very much. I'll be bought again listening. But basically there was an oversupply. I think that's why they did the campaign.
Oh.
Yeah, they were like a buck at some point.
Yeah, it was pretty recent. Pretty cheap. Get out there, buy some avocados. I shouldn't get paid anymore for saying.
But they're a great
banana. Was the only fruit that I shouldn't even be saying this probably, but banana was number one.
They're fucking taking you out, man.
Whoa. Don't avocado. I'm sure.
Unless you're pitching to get the banana deal next year.
When The Godfather gets shot at the fruit shop. You're going to see some avocados roll on the floor.
So my in-laws.
My
father-in-law. So he's talking to this woman. Yeah. This conversation's probably gone for 30 minutes by now, I would imagine, given that that's how my father talks, you know, just... Yeah. You know, they just want to have these fucking long conversations that go fucking nowhere. They go really slow, whatever. Yeah. So he's onto something here. Mm. He's gone, right, Maribor. You know Robin Elaine from Maribor. She's like, yep. Oh, this is great. And I was like, well, what happened next?
He ever been down there?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Very rarely that something would fucking just make him itch to get into eye surgery.
Yeah. I reckon
just fucking please put a laser at the things I see with.
No anesthetic, thanks.
Honestly, I was like, what happened next? And he goes, she walked into eye surgery then. So she took off instead of talking about Maribor any
further. I'll do it myself.
Yeah. I was in here to get my teeth fixed, but I... So she went in, and so that was where the story ended. So then he turns to me.
Wait, that's actually what happened. She literally just
she went into like he goes, that's all I got out of her, and to Robin Lane, and then
Jesus,
and then went into eye surgery. So then he turns to me and goes, so do you know that lady? And I'm like, that's what you've given me to go off.
She was having eye surgery.
Maribor is not that small. Like, you know the lady. Oh, the one with the pants. No, that's the man.
Yeah, but he's rolled the dice on her knowing your parents, and she did. Yeah, so it's not unfair of him to know that he is that small.
No job.
Well, in a way, this was the one bit of detail I got out of it, which again shows how much the disdain that he has for Maribor, or just the lack of knowledge, or the lack of care, or whatever. I said, is there any detail, like anything I can go off? And he goes, oh, she was, and he's struggling for the words, and he goes, she looked like sort of like, not what you'd think, not like...
God. Oh, so not white.
She looked like she wasn't from the land.
Okay.
She wasn't from the land.
She's a sky person. Well, she's a large bird.
A pilot.
She's what?
It's Amelia Earhart.
And maybe Alan Joyce again. there's a small lake in Maribor, but I don't think there's many people in there.
So she wasn't from the land. Okay.
She wasn't from the land. Which, I presume that means...
She's non-indigenous.
Non-indigenous.
No, no, no.
But well, also not white. Thought would be like...
No, is that what that means?
No, but when you think about it, like an
Yeah, but you wouldn't refer to like... You go, oh, if I was describing you to someone, I wouldn't say, he looks like he's not from the land.
Yeah, yeah. Going to the cops, someone robbed me. What do they look like? Non-indigenous. Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. You know, where, you know, you tell that to the cop. He didn't look like he was from the land. What, cunt?
Yeah.
I thought he was like struggling with indigenous. Like,
No. I think it was... This is what I assumed. This is what I got out of it was... She didn't look like she was from the land because I was ready... I thought he was going to say, oh, she was really unattractive or she looked weird or she was fat or something like that. The way he was struggling. He was like struggling with it. He was like trying to like sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't like she was from the land.
Oh, Fat Sally. That's who you would have seen.
He's basically trying to say she looked like she had an immigrant background or something.
From what I got out of it was I think he thinks everyone there looks like they're from the fucking hills.
G'day, Cobber. They're on a Woolworths farm.
Oh,
g'day, mate. Yeah, me family.
They're all inbred, all this sort of stuff. I don't know why he would think that given the one person he knows there's me. But anyway.
Highfalutin Carl.
Yeah, yeah. Lord Ponsonby himself. Yeah. So he goes, didn't look like she's from the land. And I'm like, and then he goes, because she looked quite... respectable.
He was
confused that someone was from Maribor.
She wasn't in the hospital wearing cowboy boots with a lasso and a checkered shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Her head was where it was supposed to be. Yeah.
So what he's actually done is describe what he thinks of you.
Yes, yes. And then goes, she looked quite respectable. She's probably your receptionist.
What?
I think that's the highest compliment.
What you do?
He can no, but I don't think he meant my receptionist. I think he meant the town's reception.
Okay, it's like if they were to do a tourism ad, she would be the one saying, "Where the bloody hell are you?" Like she's a beautiful face of the area.
That's the best looking you can be in Maribor. That's the highest thing you can
aim
for.
That's the hot chick.
Right.
What the receptionist.
What a fucking awful bloke to play guess who with. She's not from the land. Looks like a receptionist.
Yeah.
This cryptic crossword. Imagine hair colour.
Imagine if he lost his kid. Officer, I can't find my child. What does it look like?
Yeah. I'd like him to get the gig as the court sketch artist. From the land, receptionist, and go.
So is the end of this you going, you definitely do know who
no,
he's
no,
talking
no,
about?
No, absolutely
that would
not.
Be fucking great.
Absolutely not. Like, the way he was describing it, like, that's... You must know who that is. You know, the one good-looking person.
Your father-in-law sounds like he's got a crush on this woman.
Nah. Well, look, possibly, but...
Well, it'd probably be easy enough to find. Like, if isn't... Do Mary Burians listen to this?
Well... Yeah, I think a few.
There's someone walking around with one eye.
There's not that much to go off.
Yeah, if you've got a patch on your eye,
receptionist.
You've got a patch on your eye. It's this search is only time bound because at some point the bandage comes off.
She doesn't have a patch on her eye.
She went in for eye surgery.
They just rub a bit of friggin' denker up on your eye.
Yeah, okay.
Or imagine when we can travel again further than 10 kilometres, you just drive up to Maribor, go to the reception,
and look at the one woman walking in circles.
Yeah.
Imagine if he saw her post-surgery and then described her differently.
Right.
What about now? Nah, no good. All right, that was straight. Do it.
Yeah, they cut his beer goggles off.
Or an update. Oh, she's gone from receptionist to hairdresser.
She's looking real good now.
Yeah.
Hairdresser, is that hot, is it?
That's hotter than reception.
Oh, really?
I think so. I always thought my ranking was...
Oh, yeah.
My mum listens to this. She was a receptionist for years. You'll be getting an angry message when she can get back on Facebook.
Yeah.
Where was she a receptionist?
I think it's hairdresser. Yeah. It's...
Pharmacy.
Chemist. Yeah. Chemist girl.
Yeah. Really?
And...
Chemist girls are usually...
They're like suburb hot.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I think they're the two...
No, what about bartender?
I never thought so.
Oh, I thought
receptionist, hair.
He calls it a saloon.
Yeah.
where he's from.
Isn't this a little
out
also
them
like
their parts?
Yeah. Isn't that like a cowboy bar thing?
Yeah, so
the no, they're just called bars in Maribor.
What's
yeah?
So all right, so
it goes tumbleweed sweeper.
Yeah, yeah. It's just we don't have a name for it. It's just whatever that wherever the sheriff's out the front shooting some stranger. Yeah,
yeah.
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 Whatever that place is called that they're doing out front.
Sheriff, fuck, yeah. She's hot as high noon.
She won't go out with me. I'm going to fucking neck myself and go off to Boot Hill.
Wait, so. You just basically insulted your father-in-law on this podcast.
No, I'm not insulting him. He's insulting. Yeah. I feel like he's insulting me.
I think at some point
me.
You called him an idiot or something.
No, I didn't.
With what the prologue to the story being, his wife's probably listening, so here we go.
Well, here's the thing. Please, if Don't Say Name Senior is listening, he's quite hard of hearing, so if you could just turn it down a bit,
right.
I think we could get rid of
and
all
right.
this.
To be fair, at Carl's wedding... The father-in-law forgot Carl's name. Yes.
Bulls.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you remember that. Oh, sorry. Sorry,
you
don't. Sorry.
How senior
sorry.
Is...
He forgot Carl's name. Carl forgot your invitation.
Okay. It's as catchy as cancer.
I forgot Carl's gift.
Yeah.
And around it goes.
Dave O'Neill forgot to clean out his diary for the night.
Oh, that's right.
It was... I can't stress enough, one of the biggest laughs I've ever had in my life. When...
Don't Say Your Name.
Yeah. When Don't Say Your Name met, and there's this long pause, and he's like, and Chandler just said, Carl. My name's Carl.
Is he very senior?
He's relatively.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So that was just one of the great 404 error screens I've ever seen in my life in another human being.
To be
spinning wheel.
Yeah.
To be fair, what I heard later was apparently he was turning the page of his little script.
Right.
So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So Carl was written
on the
over the
other. Yeah, but that's pretty.
And
funny.
You couldn't possibly freestyle that.
No.
Yeah.
Unless I only remember information that's on a page in front of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He used to host the Channel 7 News for 40 years. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Are you serious?
No.
He could have just been like making a joke. Like, I'm so happy to be here at my daughter's wedding to current partner, Carl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, Don't Say Your Name got together with Fuck the Construction Workers.
Hey, got a good laugh. It was good. It was a bit of fun.
It was really good. If he'd done that deliberately, that's masterful.
Yeah.
If he'd planned that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But so that's what he thinks of the countryside. Mm. But this is what I was thinking. Mm. So given the current situation of what, you know, where we're all in and how long it's going to take to get back to relatively normal and live shows, a lot of people are waiting for us to get to Perth. Fucking good luck with that. Brisbane, even our big show in Melbourne. Fuck knows what's going to happen. I'm thinking what we should do is do another country show again, another live country show. I think that's the quickest.
Do you spell that C-U-N-T-R-Y show?
No.
Okay, that's really juvenile, but I just thought that'd be a dumb thing to do.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. Just
that's why you could pronounce it on the project if you like.
You know, when you go back to the land.
Yeah, to the land. Yeah.
You'd probably say that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Put Gavin Bloody Wilson on the poster.
Yeah. I think we should do another country show. We did Maribor a few years ago. Ballarat even before that. I'm thinking we should do a live show somewhere in the countryside and the listeners can hit us up and, like, let's go somewhere fucked or somewhere interesting or whatever. Maybe not somewhere, like, big. Like, don't send us to Geelong or fucking whatever like that. Mm. But, you know, if you live there...
We're like Cooper Pete Underground. Somewhere...
How are we going to get there?
We're saying we can't do Perth and we can't do Brisbane.
Where is Cooper Pete? Where is it? It's like, I've seen it in...
Just because you probably own Rio Tinto shares. We've got to go check out what they're doing.
That's a huge leap from Noble Park investment property to...
So if you live in a little town or something like that in Victoria, let us know. But give us the details of, like, we need a good shit country pub, somewhere that we can are allowed to get into, you know, what the bakery's like.
Or
maybe
it has to be Victoria.
Yes.
Because the whole point is we can't go anywhere
else.
We don't want to risk a flight.
Yeah. And plus, everyone's busting to get out of the house. A lot of people are from Melbourne. A lot of people go to our Melbourne shows. This can be your weekend away, the first time we get out, maybe in late December or early Jan or something like that.
Maybe, or even, like, you know, if you've had a real messed up situation happen to you, maybe you've just been dumped because you're cheating on your partner and you need some cheering up.
Is this hypothetical or is this for real?
Or you're the most unpopular person in your town and you need a podcast to cheer you up. You know, maybe you've just had cancer cut from your eye.
Right.
Oh, this yeah. could be like the Triple J One Night Stand where people would like vote, you know, they would submit their town.
Yes. Right.
And they would have to put in a thing of here's why my town yes. should win.
Yeah, yeah, yes. But, but it's got to be the saddest story so that this is a, like we're going
to. So you're not
there
pitching the
sympathy.
Town, you're pitching how much of a loser you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know what it is? It's like
I need this.
It's like, yeah. it's like Australian why. Idol. You know how they all cry? What yeah. is your cry story?
What's your cry story? We come in and we find regional Victoria's biggest loser.
Yeah.
Biggest fuckwit, and we do a live show from your town.
That's what I want
to
know.
Well, cheer them up. To cheer them up, you
that's,
know?
That's partly what I want to know. I want to know, oh, we need a shitty pub that'll have us.
Yeah.
Or the shittiest person that listens to your shitty podcast.
Yes. 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 We need a good bakery that's got like good pies. You need a refrigerated dessert section. I don't yeah. want a dry fucking mud cake. And we need town crazies.
Oh, I can give or take all this stuff. I really am set on the biggest fucking loser in
yeah. Or the worst bakery ever, right? It's got like maybe 3 stars on Google reviews. Right. And you need to bump up those stars. We'll go there. We'll flood the shit out of those Google reviews.
What I would rather have is I'd rather have a shitty motel.
Shitty motel.
I want to stay in the shitty motel.
Yeah, motel's great.
Where yeah. someone's maybe
want,
died there and it's
Oscar.
Got bad.
They yeah. have. Pick one. Anyone.
Yeah. I want a motel with Ostar.
They haven't. They yeah, will again.
Yeah. yeah. No more than 3 channels of Ostar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Three. Yeah. I want 3 stars.
With
star
a hot motel. Receptionist.
Yeah, yes. The hot receptionist. I want a shitty pool.
Yep.
Don't even think about fucking heated. If it says heated in front of Paul, we're not going.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to be in the shade at all times somehow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's non-heated.
I don't want to be able to pick up SBS.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. One kettle that's shared amongst all the rooms.
Yeah. In fact, if there's like a business or a motel that's on the brink of bankruptcy and you can prove it with your financials, this podcast will turn that ship around.
We'll save you.
Just like
people submitting themselves as being the biggest fuckwit that is most deserving of the show in their town, and then we can read them out.
Yeah.
And we can, you know, we can see what the public, what the people who listen, who they think is when most deserving of us.
And maybe they can even send in like a voice message, you know, and you can, and they've got to really appeal to the listener. I don't know.
And also, like, we need to that person to get us in the paper. We want to be in the paper on the way.
Full media junket.
Yeah, the junket. Yeah. I want a junket. I want to be on the radio station.
Yeah.
I want to be interviewed in the paper. Mm.
Yep, yep.
How many listeners do you reckon you could pull for something like this,
Well, see, from here, like when we did Maryborough, we got like nearly 200 people. I was going to say 2,000. 200 people.
Oh, it's been a long time.
Yeah, 200 people to come up to Maryborough, and they were like freaked out by that. Like I was like, I remember when we did it, I was like, oh, we're going to fucking paint the town red after this. And we got out after our show, the whole fucking town was closed. We ended up drinking at my mate's bakery.
Yeah.
Nothing was fucking open on a
fucking
Saturday
around
night.
In the ball pit.
Yeah,
see, 200
people getting,
customers.
People getting blowjobs in the ball pit. I don't know if they cleaned that place, but anyway.
What?
Yes, what? That actually happened.
An actual thing.
Oh, no. Oh. Not the blue ball pit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We were getting served meat pies just as other people were getting cream ones. So.
Jesus Christ!
Oh, this is sick.
That is a hell of a snot block. I like just deciding that the statute of limitations is up on that story.
Yeah.
Just whip that one out.
Yeah, I haven't named any names.
Yep.
I haven't even said it was a guest that it happened to. So.
Number one bakery to get a heady on playground equipment.
Oh, yes.
Gotta have it painted on the window.
That's better than being named a tiny town or whatever. That's fucking great.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Yeah, you've got
I think your podcast has found its purpose.
Like,
doing good.
Let's save some shitty town from themselves. We'll bring in, you know, our people drink the fucking town dry. This would be fucking great for them. We saved Kosanui 3 times.
You're freaking, like, 200 people buying. What do you, dickhead? What do you, donuts? What do you go for bakery? What do you love a bakery?
Is this another one of these things like my father-in-law? What do you idiots eat? Donuts? You look like you need a donut.
You get so excited about bakeries. What is it about it?
Oh, man, like I said, fucking cakes or mousse or,
yeah, so
you
nothing,
know.
Nothing in
chocolatey,
particular.
Chocolatey
pie.
Muffins.
Yeah. Yeah.
A good moist muffin. Good pie.
Yeah, sausage roll. Yeah,
yeah.
So much more moist once you've been in the ball pit.
I'd rather a cake than a pie. Yeah, yeah. In that case.
All right, this is going to be great, but we need these listener submissions of complete fucking unlovable cunts.
Is nobody going to point out?
We need
that you're just going back to Maryborough.
Nah.
Chandler's the worst bloke from the worst town.
Yeah.
It's all fucking loser loser. Used to live here, but he's gone now, sadly.
And it's my father-in-law submitting me. So it's the biggest loser.
No, but he can't submit you because he doesn't know that's right. Your name.
Oh, what's his name?
I submit. Yeah.
Don't say my name's husband. Yeah.
He's not very respectable.
So that we need details. Email us at littledumdumclub@gmail.com or message us on the socials. I want a shitty town. I don't want some fucking tourist town.
This is the opposite of like the caravan of courage.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't want some popular town or anything like that. I need some sort of shitty town that we're going to be the fucking highlight of. Yeah.
Stop saying shitty town and hoping they're going to help you.
No, but you know, when I lived in Maryborough, no one was like, fuck yeah, Maryborough. Everyone thinks their town's a shitty town. Unless you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone's going to have that attitude. Yeah. Just don't sell it to everyone else in the town like that. We won't put that up as a placard at the pub when we do our gig. Check out us at the shittiest town we could find.
We'll save that for the intro of the actual show.
Yeah.
Trick them into coming down. Yes. And then be like, guess why we're here, you fucking half-wits.
Yeah. That, well, you know what? Before when COVID hit to start with, I basically submitted something like this. When everyone's getting arts grants last year and stuff, I basically submitted this sort of idea to our arts council. And the thing is, we got knocked back, and I even tried to do all the... I tried to get their attention.
But the town is shit.
Yeah, no. So, like I said, wasn't
quite...
You're
not getting it? Well, journalism.
He got head in the ball pit.
I used you, Naz. I was like, oh, this is an arts council. This is an arts council. I was like, oh, we'll be bringing up all sorts of colours of the rainbow. Oh, we'll be showing...
From the land, people.
Colourful people in colourful towns. Yes.
We'll be showing Shepherd and his first brown person. Are we still going to know?
You needed someone gay as well.
Yeah, Yeah, what was it? Fuck, I did. You know what I did?
Me and Joel.
Ballard.
Yeah, it was Ballard. Yeah. It was Naz, Ballard, and Sonia. And I pitched it because Sonia's Sonia Doria, Italian. I even went, and Tommy Daslow, of course, Italian comedian. I was the minority white guy. I was a minority.
I don't want to make assumptions. I assume Sonia Doria.
Yes.
Where's so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Two Italians.
Yeah. Two Italians.
Yeah. Too many.
Mamma
yeah.
Mia.
Yeah, maybe that.
Mamma Mia.
Maybe the arts board was racist. That's why we didn't get it. I was like, we like Canberra.
Now you get it.
Yeah.
So this is what we've been talking about.
If your wife's family are Pizza Hut Italian, what does that make me? McCain Italian?
Yes.
McCain Italian. They're not an Italian company at all.
No, you're McDonald's Italian.
Just white guys pretending.
You're Ollie's Trolley's Italian. just not Italian in any way. They got tomato sauce there. That's something, I guess.
Yep. Nando's Italian.
All right, guys. Well, yeah, write in and let us know your shitty town. And we just need a hopeless case from the town that we can get up in
how
the show.
How crook can their own character reference be? I want you guys to come to my shit town.
I want weirdos.
Unless you've been vaxxed because that you'll be shedding.
Oh, yeah.
I want weirdos. I want the Sunshine Johnson of these towns as well. I want town crazies, stories about town crazies.
We're going to get a lot of letters that read like Eminem's Stan in the next week. Over.
Yeah. It's kind of like make a wish, but we don't have to have cancer. And the only thing that you can ask for is the podcast to come to you.
Yeah. And make a wish in that you'll be wishing for us to leave once.
No.
We made your wish.
Yeah. It's make a wish, except you're getting cancer once you make the wish.
Yeah.
The cancer's coming to town.
All right. Well, we better wrap it up there for another week on the Little Dum Dum Club. Nick Cody, Nazim Hussain, thank you very much. Nazim, you're on the project.
Yes.
Here's your phone number. We'll put it up on the socials so people can text you while you're on the air.
Yeah, no, seriously, I'll check all the DMs on air.
We'll work out something for you to do for us on a Friday.
Also on Kids FM on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the same time.
Oh, that must be hard. Huh? 2 days a week. Fuck, man.
For half an hour. And Nick talks to me like I'm your competitor. I'm the reason that. Anyway.
You got anything else to plug?
Little Dum Dum Club out next week. No, I've got nothing.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
You'll be coming to this country show. You'll be there.
Huh? As soon as comedy's open, man, I'm hitting those stages. I'm hitting probably downstairs.
By the way, I'm secretly wrapped because I've got a newborn. I'm just like clocking up mad dad, mad husband credit.
Oh, points.
But just state sanctioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'd be getting blind on the road now,
yeah,
but I can't.
Yeah.
But instead, I'm being looked at as some sort of hero around the house.
But yeah, being present.
So, yeah.
You know what I did the other day? I approved a new kitchen.
What's that?
You didn't even do the Googling.
I approved a new kitchen. I was like, I did my little dance. Yeah. Like, my wife was like, oh, I need this all done. And I was like, no, we can't afford that. And then she was like, this is what, I need something to look forward to. I was like, okay, but you can't complain when I go to Koh Samui next year. She's like, and I thought, I've done it. The master deal, the master stroke. I've actually played this beautifully. She has to agree to it. And she goes, as if I can fucking stop you from fucking going there. So but at least I'm in the kitchen now, fine. You were always going to do whatever the fuck you wanted anyway.
So you basically said, I'm going to go to Thailand and you stay in the kitchen.
In the new kitchen.
See?
New
kitchen. We're heading back to Maryborough.
Cody, people can check out Mid-Flight Brawl with Luke Heggie.
Mid-Flight Brawl, new episodes every Thursday. It's just about sky fights.
Yep.
Fights on planes.
Also, you're on the radio every
Fox FM
morning.
Every morning. Every fucking morning. That's actually sick. I like it. It's a good one.
All right, guys. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you later.
Say it, mates.
And they've done it again.
Oh, boy, have they. And we are doing it in a park.
Yep.
There's plenty of room for Bernie to kick a big one in this joint.
Oh, do you reckon Bernie's out over there having a 5-person picnic? Just getting ready to line one up.
Kicking a big hot dog.
Yep. This is
kicking a big sausage roll.
This is a special. Yeah, is this the first ever al fresco talking dum-dum?
Maybe.
I think it is.
I think it is too.
Yeah. We're sitting next to a little pond with some ducks.
Yeah. This gives me an idea for a joke.
There's no like picnic bench things at the park that we're in, so we're sitting next to each other on a bench.
Yeah.
If anyone that I know saw me here, I'd be forced to jump into the pond and drown myself.
There's people walking past us now and I'm like really having to look the other way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're going
to... I would hate to see us right now.
I think we're going to end up having at least one. G'day, mate.
Yeah.
Just doing a pod. We're going to have...
We did a full episode in the park like this once, remember?
We did, yeah. About a year ago when we first came out of the lockdown.
We haven't done
last
a Talking Dum Dum.
No, this is the outdoor premiere of Talking Dum Dum.
This is not bad. If I wasn't super self conscious about being on a microphone and talking directly to you,
yes, it
like
is weird.
Fucking idiot.
The fact that we're having to like angle ourselves.
Yeah.
We'd have picnic benches. These kinds of benches that are facing away from each other, so we could be like two people in a spy movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm sitting behind you.
Oh, like in one of those lovers' seats.
Yes,
you know, those sort of figure eight sort of seats.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be the ideal setup. Mm. But this is all right.
We weren't allowed to do. We did our little hour of show in. We broadcast it in Spleen. We weren't so much obeying rules in Spleen by not doing Talking Dum Dum in there as much as Joel at Spleen was like, I'm not fucking sitting in here for another hour listening to your shit.
Yep.
I've wiped a few benches. I've restocked the Fanta.
Yep.
That'll do, boys.
Yeah, that's it. And so we kind of figured, well, look, we're just both in the city anyway.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, go home to just do... I mean, that would have been weird.
Mm.
Heading home to then both sit on Zoom and do this.
Yeah.
It was like... It's actually some of the nicer weather we've had in a while.
Yeah.
You know, there's been plenty of days where it wouldn't have been possible to do this.
Yeah. We are within striking distance of your ex-household, the Masturbatorium, as well. We're not too far away from that at all.
Back in the old stomping ground. Feels pretty good. I miss this park. This is a good park.
Maybe we should be doing... Oh, no, we can't do that at the moment with our restrictions in Melbourne currently. But I was going to say, we should be doing live Talking Dum-Dums in the park.
That's not bad.
Mm.
Yeah, we could at the moment, we could have three other people come and watch us. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I don't mind a live Talking Dum Dum.
Yeah.
Live from the picnic blanket.
Yeah.
That could be all right.
Yeah. Well, look, let's keep the powder dry until we get to do a live show in Warwick, Nabil or Morwell or fucking Nil. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to hearing these submissions.
I'd love it to be a town that I've literally never heard of.
Yes.
That's the dream.
Yes.
Discovering somewhere that you didn't even know existed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe there should be a rule. Like, it's got to be under... It can't be any bigger than Maryborough, maybe. That's for sure. Because Maribor is like 8,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't want to be bigger than that. It needs to be under that.
It also can't be, we can't stress this enough, it can't be too far away from Melbourne.
Yeah.
We do feasibly need to be able to get there in a car.
I reckon 2 to 3 hours is okay. You think?
Three and a bit's probably the max of how far.
Nothing
we
over
go.
Three, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
If we found a dynamite one that was four, maybe we could do it.
Look, there'd need to be some severe creature comforts afforded to
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely, yeah. Creature comforts in a little shit town, four hours out of Melbourne.
We need the what would we need the like an Airbnb with the bacon and eggs breakfast on the Sunday morning. We'd need the first pie out of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
6 a.m.
Pie named after us after we leave.
Oh. That's not too bad. That's a good idea.
We need the local cafe or bakery to be putting on a special named after us when we roll into town.
Yes, thank you.
That's what we need.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, get creative, guys. Think of reasons to lure us in.
We get in the day before and we do a parade down the main street to celebrate the podcast happening the next day.
I have very fond memories of there being a parade in Maribor. There used to be a thing called the Golden Wattle Festival, and I don't think there is anymore. Or the parade, I don't think happens anymore. Mm-hmm. I have very fond memories of being a young child, and it being like, you know, like a parade where there's fucking trucks and utes driving down the street. And in my head, I'm like, oh, beautiful, the most natural thing in the world. But now it's like, imagine doing a parade in fucking Maribor to fucking, you know, a couple of dozen people. But they were doing it. And I very distinctly remember the bakery having like a float.
Great.
By float, I mean a ute. And they're throwing bread rolls out of it that were just hitting the ground. And I was like picking them up and going, oh, I got some free bread here.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need
like a baguette out of the fucking gutter.
Yeah, yeah.
Me bringing that home going, look at this.
That's what we need is us. Backseat of a convertible, sitting up, propped up.
Backseat
we're
of
on mic,
of a
we've
Ford
got a speaker.
Capri.
Yeah. We've got a speaker and we're just like riffing down. We're basically doing talking dum dum.
Yeah.
We're just seeing people in the street, asking them their name and then riffing on them.
You know what we're doing? We're doing it more like Kosamui style. We're going down in the back of the ute going, tonight.
Yeah, hyping up. Hyping
comedy
up there's a show. Yeah.
At the Railway Hotel.
Yep.
Tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck, the odds are pretty good that the venue will end up being called the Railway Hotel.
Yeah. The Railway or the... What are the other
ones? The something and something.
Yeah.
The Pig and Corkscrew or whatever.
Yeah, but they don't do that in the country, I don't think. Not in Victoria. There's more... It's like you got your templates. You got the... What is it? Like the Imperial. You got the Railway. Railway's a big one.
Railway is a big one.
I'm hoping for a Railway.
Yeah. I'd love a Railway.
Yeah.
I'd love to get railed. I'd love to get railed in country Victoria.
In Maribor, there's the Bull and Mouth. And then in Talbot, which is like fucking 15 minutes away, there's another pub called the Bull and Mouth.
Okay.
Within 15 minutes.
Are you saying the country doesn't do that?
Yeah.
That's two big examples.
You know what?
Because that's also in these areas. It's like, that's the venue. A lot of those pubs, they've never changed.
Yeah, yeah.
The names have never changed. They're not rebranding.
You know what? Bull and Mouth is so drilled into my head.
Mm.
To me, that's not even one of those names. That's just like one word to me, Bull and Mouth.
Bull and Mouth.
That just means pub to me, Bull and Mouth.
Yep.
One word.
B-U-L-L-E-N-M-O-U-T-H.
Yes.
Bull and Mouth.
Bull and Mouth. Yep. Named after Gary Bull and Mouth.
Gary Bull and Mouth.
Who invented the pub in Maribor.
Yes. Who invented sucking off a bull.
Yeah,
his ancestors. Speaking of names, we should get into this segment of the show. The Little Dum Dum Club is on Patreon, patreon.com/littledumdumclub. You can support the show. You can get two bonus episodes every week with special guests. Always a lot of fun on those ones. And most importantly, you go into the draw to have your name read out in this segment of the show.
It was an extreme pain to lug out the unplanned title alternator out into the into the park. And it's a big reason why people are looking even more weirdly at us with us sitting here talking to microphones, plus with an 8-foot computer sitting next to us. It does look quite bizarre.
We were I was at the park yesterday and we were laughing at the people around us who had activities in their little picnic.
Like what?
It's like, oh, like Finsk, you know that, like...
I don't know that one.
It's like
There's a cunt on a fucking unicycle right there. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. I saw a penny farthing parked in the street on the way to do the podcast.
Yuck.
Stay
inside.
Just like all this kind of, you know, just like these little games and activities in the park and stuff. And we were just laughing at, like, you're only just allowed to have picnics in Melbourne. It's like,
it's been
3 months of not seeing your mates.
Yeah.
And you're like whipping out the conversation cards.
Yeah,
like, come on.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks, I'd sort of understand that. It's like, the weather's not that good.
Yeah.
Just huddle there in the cold and fucking
Someone catch up.
Someone getting out 5 minutes in and going, this is boring.
Yeah, yeah. Guys, I bought the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
do you reckon we could fucking project Netflix onto that tree?
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, we've got the unplanned title alternator here.
There's quite a few ducks sitting on top of it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First ever outdoor edition of the name read.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I hope we don't get any strictly indoor sounding names.
Yeah.
I hope these are all true rugged outdoorsmen.
Yeah, I hope there's a thick sort of oaky names that don't get sort of lost into the ether.
Yeah, I want lumberjacks. Mm. I want park rangers.
No,
I don't want any, no IT people. Thanks.
No thin reedy names.
Yes,
hopefully.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. Well, that's what we can do. We can write. We can rate whether these names
indoor
sound
or outdoor
indoor
name.
Or outdoor name. Can someone compile all the great themes of these name reads that we've done?
Or suggest more stupider things.
Yeah, yeah. Last week, how close is this to John? That was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Let's see how close these come to being outdoor names.
Let's see. Hopefully this. Hopefully no rain starts and we get this sophisticated machinery all wet because we don't know what will happen then. But
if we start to sound like we're rushing, it's because I think it's going to start to get cold pretty soon.
Yeah, and I chose a thinner garment than I would usually choose. I forgot we were going to sit outdoors.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber Lang Sharp.
This is a classic indoor name,
if
you ask me.
I'm absolutely with you.
Yeah, this is as indoors as they come.
Yeah, I feel a little bit even more embarrassed than I was before to even say this outdoors. I hope no one was listening.
Lang, it's got the first three letters, L-A-N, LAN party, internet, being inside on the computer.
Yeah.
Sharp, I'm thinking the cutlery drawer, I'm thinking knives,
I'm thinking forks. It's S-H-R-P-E.
Yep.
Man, you don't survive outdoors with anything unnecessary. Why have you got an E on the end of it? That's not fucking nature.
Yep.
That's evolution.
Yep.
You get rid of the E.
Yep.
You know, that's the sort of thing that a wolf will get hold of and fucking drag you into its burrow and fucking eat you up.
Although, you know, on the flip side, to be fair, you know, to give it this concept its due diligence, sharp, you know, you're thinking axe, you're thinking Swiss Army knife.
Mm. Well, you know, Johnny Axe, I'm fine to sign off on that if someone subscribed
with
that name, but this ain't Johnny
Axe.
No,
I just want to prove that we are kind of thinking, we're not just like rushing in and going inside. I'm trying to give it a bit of the benefit of the doubt.
You're trying to cut someone off from emailing in and going, you forgot that axes are sharp.
Yep, I am considering that. I've taken that into consideration, but all the rest of it, all the vibe of it in general.
Yep.
We should we should get a passerby for one of these to weigh in with their opinion.
Yeah, right. Well, the ones that have walked past us so far, I am absolutely not talking to.
What about, imagine if we were doing a name and the person who it is happens to walk past us as we're doing it. That would be so effed up.
What if we just, someone walked by and we said, if you sign up right now, we'll read your name out.
Oh, yes. We watched them do it on their phone. That would be great.
That'd be good.
That's like charity mugging.
Yeah. That's Fuck, we should be. I've got flyers for this podcast. I should be, as we're doing it, if anyone walks up and says, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Then we flyer them.
If they give us a second glance instead of just keeping their head down and walking past as if we're like the most insane cunts that they've ever seen.
You know what we need? Well, it's not, that's the thing. It's not insane. No one's walking past us and going, if I walk past us right now, I wouldn't be like, what on earth are they doing?
Yeah,
I'd just be like,
go, that's embarrassing.
What a fucking pair of cunts.
Yeah, what a couple of losers.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. So we need a business card.
Maybe
we should have a laminated card just to explain to people. Like if anyone asks, we just go, at least it looks a little bit professional. We're not just some fucking morons.
Like those people that have the signs around their neck, like, I'm blind. if you find me lost, please send me back here.
Yeah, I was just thinking, a business card. What's better than that? Lanyard. No, that's worse.
I'd rather us be doing what we're doing now
rather than having a lanyard.
To be honest, I'm surprised that you don't see more stuff like this in the lockdowns.
Yeah.
Given that, doing it over Zoom is a drag, it's like the one point, the one thing where you can meet up with another person.
Yeah.
Like, I was down at Edinburgh Gardens yesterday, pretty busy, didn't see a single Zoom recorder out.
Oh.
Now, everyone's got a podcast these days. Yeah. You'd think there'd be at least one group down there like, you know what, let's get the app done.
The sun's out. It's 20 degrees.
There was probably one podcast in Sydney that did this for like a week or half an episode until they just went, no, let's just go back
inside. Let's just go back into being in the same room. Yeah.
There's no. I'm looking around now. There's just people actually having fun.
Yeah.
And not just doing their job
at work.
Like we are.
Clocked off.
I know. It's bloody 6 o'clock as well. God, we're doing a bit of OT.
Hey, we're working. What stuff can we do in the park that we can claim on tax now that we're working in here?
We do. Can I claim the bread I throw at ducks on tax?
If you talk about it on here, just sending your accountant a receipt for some Wonder White. Too bad.
Some extra. We do need some more people in this park to subscribe because we are technically doing OT at the moment. 6 o'clock. Usually, of course, we do 9 to 5 podcasts.
Yes, exactly.
Right now, we should be getting time and a half.
By now, I've punched out. I've put my little time card in.
Absolutely. I've got my slippers on. I've walked home. I said, I'm home, dear.
Yep.
I'm currently tucking into the pot roast.
Yep. Yeah.
Don't Say Name is made for me.
Yep. Put the three kids to bed.
Yep. I don't even know what a pot roast is, to be honest.
Me either.
But Lang Sharp.
Lang Sharp would know because that's an indoor food for sure. Exactly. You're not eating a pot roast outside.
We're in no danger of seeing him
right
now, that's for sure.
Yep.
The bloke over here, the last thing I would say to him is, are you Lang Sharp? He'd be like, silly, silly question.
Heck yeah. He looks like he could be a Lang Sharp.
My name's Ron Boulder.
This is the side game. Are they an inside or outdoor, inside or outside name? And then if you had to pick one person who's currently in this park to have that name, who would you pick?
Okay, all right. All right, well, thanks, Lang.
Thanks, Lang.
Enjoy the fire and the microwave.
Yep.
And everything else.
Enjoy the roof, you fucking halfwit.
Enjoy the... don't enjoy the fucking grass that's beneath our toes.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the fucking thick carpet between yours.
I know we're mocking this guy for being an inside name, but I'll tell you right now what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be inside.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good.
I can't wait to get home.
Yeah.
I'm having peri chicken, going to cook it on the microwave, done all the prep. It's just ready to fucking chuck on the grill once I walk in the door.
Ooh.
It is, what is it now? It's like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I had a very small lunch. My stomach is rumbling.
I'm the opposite.
Oh.
I've had my one meal for the day and that's that. I've overstuffed myself. I had two fish and cheese sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had a full bowl of vegetables with more fish.
Okay.
And then I ate a large muffin in about 15 minutes.
All right.
And I've been very, very full since then.
I had 3 muesli bars.
Oh.
So I am fucking ready to go off.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to grill some corn on there.
Huh?
Chuck the chicken on. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so good.
No, I'm not eating again, ever. Thanks, Lang. Thank you very much, Patreon subscriber. Daniel Hunt.
It's an outdoors name.
I was going to say, Daniel, to me, is a bit indoorsy. But
Daniel's
Hunt,
very indoors, but Hunt. We are not going to get a more outdoors surname than that.
Okay, you've called it.
I've called it early.
Hunt. Well, yeah, there's not a lot of... You're not walking up to your wife at the end of the day and said, I've completed the hunt. Check it out. I've got the ice cubes.
Yeah, yeah.
I've caught them.
Yeah, I've changed the router password.
Yeah.
I've completed the hunt. Yeah.
Yeah. I've hunted for the password and I've got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a... Yeah, look, there's not a lot to say indoors for it, is there?
No.
I mean, you do say, you know, you're hunting around in the house, but you're sort of saying it a little bit.
The modern equivalent would be like, I'm going to head out to the supermarket to get the groceries.
Mm.
Now, you are going outside when you're between the house and the supermarket, right. But that's still, strictly speaking, an indoor activity.
I really can't get away from Daniel being a very indoors name, but then you think, well, maybe one of the most famous Daniels in the world is Daniel Boone, who was the outdoors man.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think I'm still right, and I think Daniel Boone is wrong.
It speaks to how indoors-atized the name has become. That it centuries...
It's like the household cat.
Yeah, yeah.
The domesticated Daniel.
The domesticated Daniel.
Right.
Yeah, that's its roots. Yep. Yeah, it used to be a wild animal.
Yeah. It used to be a saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah,
and now,
years and years and years of nerdy Daniels have just completely changed the name.
Yeah.
Yep.
Daniel's a real tabby now.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's had his fangs taken out.
Yeah. He's... not even interested when a bird hits the window. It's I had my whiskers fucking half an hour ago.
Barely rating a mention. I'm looking around the park to see if I can see anyone who looks like they'd be a Daniel Hunt. Yeah, that woman over there looks like a Daniel Hunt.
No, I don't think so.
That dog.
Yeah, that
this dog
yeah.
coming up here.
Yeah.
Is that a Frenchie? Is that a French bulldog?
Friend of the show, Josh Thomas, had at least a dog called John, which I always found very funny. Like,
yep.
to give a normal person name to a dog is funny. Daniel as a dog is funny.
Mm.
Not Danny's not that funny, but Daniel's funny.
Daniel is, yeah. Calling yeah. is, but as an adult, it's interesting that this guy doesn't go by Dan or Danny. He's yeah. going the full Daniel, which I always find strange.
Yeah, I would be a Danny, or I'd be hoping to be a Danny.
Mm.
At least a Dan. Daniel, yeah.
Mm. I don't know, Daniel. I don't know if I'd be going for it. Again, I'd want, you know, if this person went by Dan or...
Oh, yeah, Dan Hunt. Then of
Dan
course.
Hunt. That's yeah,
you're born
pure.
Outside.
That's yeah.
You're born in the yeah. park.
You've never been in a building in yeah. your life. Your
mum,
homeless.
Your mum's giving birth in a park and they're like, should we call an ambulance? She's like, what? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
I'm about to have Dan Hunt.
I'm about to have Dan Hunt. I've worked out the name. I know the gender.
It's about to come out, my Dan yeah. Hunt.
I'm married to Dan. It's yeah. whether it's a boy or a girl, it still works. It's Danielle or it's Daniel, yeah. but it's going to be Dan. It's going to be known as Dan.
I like this as an idea, by the way. We've talked about this, about, like, you know, when you have a kid and name it after yourself and you have to have Junior and,
yep.
like, the fact that girls don't really have that. I like the idea of, like, Dan Hunt being the dad and then going, oh, I'm going to call my kid Dan. They're like, oh, Dan Junior. Like, no. Just another Dan Hunt.
Yep.
Like, well, won't that get confusing? It's like, well, that's your fucking problem.
Yep.
You guys work it out.
I know who I am.
Yeah.
I'm not ever going to be accidentally calling out to myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This, the bill for the power is probably going to be mine.
Yeah.
Rather than the 2-year-old.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal for me.
It's like I'm calling him son. He's
yeah.
calling me dad.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're set.
I'm never
what
like,
do we give a fuck?
I'm never like, which one am I again?
Yeah. yeah.
The baby or the adult?
Did we talk about this? I really like the idea of just calling your child Junior.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not, I'm not calling them that because they're also called Tommy.
Yeah.
A first name on the birth certificate.
Yeah, yeah.
Junior.
I like the idea of calling a kid Senior. And then
yeah.
going, well, and then them growing up and going, why was I called Senior? It's like, so you can have a kid called Junior at some stage. And then go, oh, fuck, all right. I don't get a choice of that one.
Or, no, it's just you hate being an adult so much that you just want your kid to outrank you. As
right.
soon as they're out, it's like, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
regressing.
Yeah, yeah.
You can raise me now.
Yeah.
I know you can't speak. You're looking around the room. You have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
You're not taking any of this in.
Yeah.
But I've been doing this for yeah. 35 years. It's
and,
fucking your turn.
And what's for dinner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Can you drive me to my friend's house? Can I borrow some money?
What's this white stuff coming out of my dick? Ironically, it was you.
Yeah, here's my son, Senior.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel Hunt. 1-1. Thank you very much, Patreon subscriber. Well, well, well. Now, you said...
Oh, no.
We've got the ultimate outdoorsman.
Fuck.
Let's see. Let's see what you say. Let's see if you're still whistling the same Dixie now.
Rodney Tree.
Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber, Adrian Tan.
Oh, okay.
How many tans are you getting inside?
Okay. Yep. Yep. Fuck. Tanning salon.
Yeah.
But we're also not too far away from the tan running track.
Okay.
Which I used to run
yeah,
pretty
is,
regularly when
is,
I was
which
living
I, you know,
in
last
the area.
Time I ran there, didn't have a roof on it.
No.
No.
No, it's got, I mean, there's little buildings around there.
No, look,
but
I, if you
the,
say...
The track doesn't cut through the buildings at
you,
any point.
If any of these people walk past and you say to them, is tanning outside, tan, outside or inside? They're going to say outside.
Outside, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Maybe, yeah,
pretty
when we were living in
outside.
The era of everyone loving the tanning bed,
yeah.
I reckon the tide was about to turn on the tan. Mm. People being like, this is great. It's not weather dependent. You get it at the time of day that suits you.
Yep.
You can get one at night if you want. Mm. But since they got kind of, I don't know, outlawed or whatever happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. Wow, yeah. I really didn't expect a name like Tan to be coming
straight off the back of it, too.
Straight off the back of it. I mean, you see where I'm coming from,
yes.
though. Like, Hunt.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm forgiven
yeah,
for not
yeah,
thinking
yeah,
it's
yeah.
going to be getting any better than that.
It's quite a twist and a turn.
Yeah.
It's, and it's like I said, it's not rigged. This is the truth is stranger than fiction, as
yes,
they say.
Absolutely. Do you think maybe the unplanned tidal alternator is starting to get influenced by its environment?
It's,
this is nature versus nurture.
Oh, is this
literally.
Like the, is this like the Facebook thing when you where you say, oh, gee, I'd really like some anal
yeah.
sex, and all of a sudden,
all of a sudden
an ad for dildos
yeah,
comes
an ad
up.
For carlchandler.com.
Yes.
What was the first name again? I've completely been blindsided by
Adrian. Which is neither here nor there for me.
It's pretty indoors for me, I have to say.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. yeah. Uh-huh. It's big IT vibes for me.
I guess it is, Adrian. It's sort of like it's not a thick sounding name, is it? It's more A. It's not Adrian. If it was Adrian, I'd think maybe it's outdoors, but it's quite clearly Adrian.
Yep.
Yeah. Gee, it is nice being outside, isn't it?
It's pretty good. Yeah. We truly have picked a good night to do this.
Yeah.
This has been one of the nicer afternoons we've had in the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Since getting...
Fuck, I hope someone takes a picture of us and puts it on Twitter and it goes viral and to just like, check out these losers. Let's never come out of lockdown if this is what's going to happen.
This is the most Melbourne thing of all time. It really does reek of that. It's like, oh, could there be a more Melbourne thing doing a podcast at the park?
And also, the people that are walking past us with masks on, whenever I walk past someone that doesn't have a mask on, I give them the big fucking death stare.
Yeah.
And people are just walking past. I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't be doing this otherwise.
I'm broadcasting.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm part of the media. I'm part of the fake news media.
Yeah, Waleed's not wearing a mask for the entire show of the project.
Yes.
And honestly, even
Naz
if he had it on...
not checking his phone with a mask on during the project.
And you know what? Even if they did, their lapel mics would probably still pick them up. Mm. I don't think these mics that we're holding right now have the ability to pick our voices up through the cloth of a mask.
Probably not. Yeah.
I mean, someone coming over and telling us off would be a pretty fucking good outcome.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I really hope it happens. Everyone looks... Like I said, you know, we haven't seen anyone that really seems very outdoorsy, let alone the sort of person with the agates to come over and tell us.
No agates. It's a no agate zone.
Yeah.
This old woman checking out the ducks, she looks like she's potentially got it in her.
Yeah, she might.
But
she might come over and do a bit of, like...
Sticky beaking.
Yeah, a bit of like, I'm old enough. I don't give a fuck what happens. I'll
tell
you
off. I've earned the right.
I don't care if you push me in this lake. It's probably better it ends this way.
Yeah.
If I'm allowed outdoors and all I'm doing is looking at fucking ducks, there's clearly not much going on.
One thing I'd say about the name Adrian Tan, in terms of its indoors or outdoors, there's a limited time of the year where that's applying. You can't be getting a tan year round. You do have to be outdoors, but for a very small segment of the year. So it's not a 365 days a year outdoor name.
Okay.
It's maybe like a depends what country you're in, of course. But
it's like you're not getting a tan in winter, but you're also not getting a tan in winter inside.
Inside, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Yep. Unless you're someone who bought a tanning bed off the black market,
and we don't
after they all got
approved that.
So we don't condone that.
We can't sign off on that.
No, we can't sign off on that.
You're definitely outside.
It's still an outside
name. Does being windburnt count as a tan? It doesn't really, though. Does it?
Not really.
It's just being windburnt.
No.
That's
I don't know if I've ever had windburn.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It just stings like sunburn, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just not great. It's like you're not seeing someone at the races and they're like, hey, what do you think? I'm windburnt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually pretty pasty.
Yeah.
But I went down to the velodrome and, it's quite a day, quite a windy day down there. And that's how I got this brown.
What about Adrian Tan's cousin, Simon Sunburn? Just like more reckless, just, you know, more of a bit of a bad boy.
Yeah.
Never quite playing by, you know. Adrian's kind of, you know, he's going out there, he's getting the tan, that he's sensible, he's sunscreening when he needs to.
Yeah.
But he's got this reckless cousin who's just like, I don't give a fuck about anything, man.
Fuck, how can we be... There's fucking two planes that are operating in the whole state at the moment and... Oh, no, it's a helicopter. All right. Yeah, well, what I was going to say, what are the odds of us getting a plane overhead at the moment? But at the moment, with all the fucking protests, it's surprising there hasn't been six helicopters go by now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Imagine if we were down here when they were, if they just late in the day decided to congregate in Fitzroy Gardens at 5:45 at night.
Last week, little Blanket was having a bit of a rough day where she was just like, you know, you got to keep taking her outside and stuff like that. She's getting frustrated. She'd already been to the park fucking twice. I was like, you know what? We're getting on a train. What do you think about the train? She's like, yeah, train. And so I took her into the city. I was like, this will be cool. We walk around and all of a sudden fucking cops on horses and helicopters and everything.
Yes.
I was like, oh, nice. I've just brought my child into a fucking protest.
Yep.
Very nice.
Very good stuff.
Yeah, and just went, all right, we're back on the train. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks, Adrian Tan.
Thank you to Patreon subscriber. So we're 2-1 at the moment, we'd have to say. Lang Sharp for the inside, Daniel Hunt, Adrian Tan outside. All right, here we go. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber Jake Barkley.
Okay, see, this is more in this. Those last two, bizarrely enough, have had actual outdoor things as their surnames.
Yes,
which wasn't. It was kind of getting away from the point of what I wanted in this exercise, having to kind of vibe it out.
Getting an incongruous name and allocating something that wasn't obvious.
Yeah. Although I will say this isn't a million miles away from that because bark, tan bark, outdoors. I mean, there's some right behind us right now.
Yeah, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y. Okay. I mean, you could say that's got nothing to do with it.
Yep.
You could say it's famous bank. I mean, banks are outdoors, but there's also, you know, you usually use them indoors. So they're a bit of both.
Boy, that's a real like 4 a.m. pulling a bong question, isn't it? The building itself is outside, but then once you're in it, you're inside.
Pretty much like everything in the world.
Am I inside or outside?
Yeah. Have you ever noticed you've got five outside. Fingers?
Bark and then lay. You're laying down on a nice picnic rug, but you're also laying down on a bed that's inside your
house. I think we're going to have to go with the phonetics of this more than what
Jake Barkley. It does fit. It does have a lumberjacky kind of. Yeah, it's got a real outdoorsman
Jake
vibe
Barclay.
To me. Yeah,
Barkley.
It's got like guy living in a log cabin, flannel shirt. He's chopping his own wood for the fire.
Oh, yeah. Chopping his own wood.
He's living off the land.
I don't know. I'm sort of getting the vibe of the other way. I don't know.
I'm thinking
I can't
big beard.
Yeah. Barclay, because it's like the name of a bank, I just kind of think.
He works at a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, it's not, I don't think of banks as outdoorsy. I might be wrong.
Here's what's helping me. Get to the conclusion I've gotten to.
Yep.
I've never heard of that branch of bank.
Okay, all right.
So I'm unencumbered by having that in my head.
I'm too influenced. I'm the juror that gets struck because I'd been stabbed in the leg by O.J. Simpson once.
Yeah,
so I'm like, I can't really be a fair witness here.
Yeah.
I reckon he's going to be guilty. Yeah. Also, I saw him do it.
This
so
isn't
I probably
fair.
Shouldn't be on the jury.
This isn't going to be fair because I think he did it.
Yeah, and I saw him definitely do it. And he told me just before I walked in, hey, I haven't seen you since the stabbing.
Getting yourself taken off the jury, but like after everyone's presented their evidence and being like, I'm afraid I can't be a fair juror because now I've heard the evidence and it's too obvious to me that he did it. I need to be removed.
All I've listened to for 2 weeks is bad stuff about this guy. Like, I'm pretty biased.
Very biased. You want someone who's just going to come in and shoot from the hip.
Yeah. You want someone with a coin that's going to just flip it.
I'm too smart. Yeah. I've taken too much of it in and I just don't see how I can really weigh up any other possible conclusion other than the fact that he did it.
Yep. Fuck, there's another. There's a lot of helicopters going.
It's really kicking off.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've got a bounty yours. I'm too influenced. So you're saying outdoors.
I think outdoors.
Jake Barclay. Look, Jake is an outdoorsy name, let's say. I'm happy to go with it.
Yep.
Which, of course, means that it's a tiebreaker. Lang Sharp. Jake Barclay, indoors. Daniel Hunt, Adrian Tan, outdoors.
Wait, no, we're saying Jake Barkley's outdoors.
Oh, Jake Barkley outdoors, sorry. Yeah. Adrian Tan, Daniel Hunt indoors.
But you're right. Maybe it would be better if it was a tie break.
Yeah. Well, it's two. We need a tie break. We need one.
Okay.
We'll just do one more.
Yeah, we'll do one more.
We'll do one more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Last one. This will be the tiebreaker. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber. Okay. Thank you very much to Doorway Comedy.
Doorway. But this is like your bank thing. Because a doorway, it's which way are you going through it?
Wow. Yeah, this is a real tough one.
This is
right.
And comedy.
Yeah.
I would have said before the pandemic, strictly indoors.
Yes.
But here we are doing a comedy in a park for the last half an hour.
And this is the funniest damn thing I've ever heard. So by definition, I now think comedy is outdoors, I'll
Excuse
be honest.
Excuse me, sir. Do you think this is comedy that we're doing?
Can you think of anything but this as comedy from now on?
Well, thanks, Doorway. Yeah. And thanks, everyone who supports the Little Dum Dum Club on Patreon. Patreon.com/Little Dum Dum Club. Get yourself the two bonus episodes every week. Thank you to Spleen Bar. Go and check them out after the when things are open in Melbourne. Yep. Great bar. Comedy on Monday nights.
Let us know. Give us some emails, littledumdumclub@gmail.com. Let us know about country pubs, about country towns, about you don't even necessarily maybe have to live in those towns. You could have lived in that town before and you know everything about it. You've got a friend in that town. You've got, you need some knowledge. Don't just say, I know a town called Bumsyville.
Yeah.
And that sounds funny. Like, I know. Well,
let us know about it, sure. But we're not going to go there.
I know, and plenty of people have told us this before in the past, actually, that there is a town in New South Wales called Dum Dum.
Yep.
And look, that would be cool if we were fucking allowed there.
Yep.
But
yep.
at the moment, we're dreaming of getting to fucking Frankston. Yep. We're not technically allowed to go there. So
exactly.
We're not going to be going interstate. We're going to be going country Victoria. We've set ourselves a 3-hour limit mm-hmm. from Melbourne.
Yep.
I mean, an hour of that really is getting out of the fucking city, to
That's
be honest.
That's true. Yeah.
So, yeah, give us some realistic, if you've got some knowledge, don't just say, oh, Echuca sounds nice.
Yeah. We're not going to fucking Echuca.
Don't just name stuff. We need the knowledge. We need motel information. We need bakery information. We need pub definitely information. Yeah. We need local crazy people information. We need loser information.
We need a fucking loser in the town whose life we can make better.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you, mates.